Thank you for the welcome, and thank you for treating Father Bing so well. I am his bishop, and of course, I have to see to it that he is well taken care of. Otherwise, I'd take him back. Yesterday, he was hearing confessions as the Mass was about to start, and I said, shall I come up and begin the Mass without him? And I thought, that would not be good. They might think I'm the replacement. So it's good. It's good to be here. Good to hear that you have received him warmly and are taking good care of him. Today, I'd just like to talk about, blindness and light. Today I just celebrated Mass at Our Lady of Joy in Carefree, and I told the people, your church is very beautiful. If I were blind, that would not matter to me. Going there, we passed by Cave Creek, is it? Beautiful too, but for a blind person, it would not matter. Yesterday, we went to Sedona, beautiful place. Holy Cross Chapel, a beautiful place, but for a blind person, that would not have mattered. So we could just imagine the desire of a blind person to be able to see, to be healed of blindness. And yet none of us here are blind. I think, I don't see anyone. But I think rather than talk about being healed of physical blindness, I'd rather talk about spiritual blindness. See, the Lord came to heal us, but not just physically heal us. He came to save us. Jesus is not just a healer. He is Savior. And I think that is important for us. In the Scriptures, healing or the Lord's healing is a symbol of salvation. We heard from the first reading today from the prophet Jeremiah, where the prophet says, the Lord has delivered his people. He will deliver his people. He will gather them from all the ends of the earth, the blind, the lame, the mothers, and those with child. He will console them. He will bring them home because he is Father to them. The Lord Jesus did not just come to heal us. And so, even if you are not blind, he matters to you, or you matter to him. We all have, I suppose, our little blindnesses. See, as I said in the Scriptures, blindness is part of the realm of darkness. It belongs to the same realm, belongs also ignorance. Because when you're ignorant, you do not see some things. Or foolishness, that's part of, because you make mistakes. Sin belongs to the realm of darkness. Evil is also, implied in darkness. Bad things happen in the darkness. We would not go there. I think Halloween is also based on that symbolism. And death. If we want to understand death, we just have to close our eyes and imagine not opening them ever again. That would be darkness without end. That would be death. On the other side is light. See, it does. In order to see, you don't just need eyes. You need light. You may have a good pair of eyes, but if you are in darkness, you will not see. This is why I say Jesus did not just come to heal us. He came to bring us light. That is the message of Christmas. Jesus, the light of the world, he came. Life was in him, according to St. John, and this life was the light of all. But men prefer darkness to light. But in Jesus, there is no darkness. He came to bring us light, to take away from us the little darknesses, our blindnesses. He wants to heal us in order to save us. See, in the gospel today, Bartimaeus is healed from blindness. But he is not really, He may be blind, but he hears. He heard about Jesus. And he heard the question of the Lord when he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he heard the call of the Lord. And though he may be blind, he is not dumb. He can speak. This is why he could make the request, "Lord, have pity on me. Master, I want to see." So we have our own, well, defects, little blindnesses, parts of us which are in darkness, but not totally. And the Lord wants to perfect us in this, in goodness, in the light. When Bartimaeus, after he was healed, we know the last words of the gospel reading today. He followed the Lord. The healing was just the beginning. Whatever goodness, whatever blessings we may receive, these are for us parts, aspects of light. And they are just the beginning for us. Because the Lord does not only want to bless us with material things and to heal us physically. He wants to save us and bring us to light eternal. So it is a good thing that we are here on a Sunday and we are being reminded today. See, the old name of Sunday, even in pagan areas, in Rome, for example, in ancient times, was the day of the sun. But Jesus is the sun that never sets. And so in English, we have retained the name Sunday to be reminded that this is a day of light. People come to church to remind themselves that they are children of the light. None of us here is a child of the darkness. We do not want to go there. We would like to be freed from our darknesses, to be healed of our blindnesses, because blindness and darkness leads to death, eternal darkness. And so today, as I said, it's good to be reminded. Few people would remember or even think that baptisms, the ideal day for baptism is Sunday. Why? Because St. Paul says, when we were baptized, when we are baptized, we die with Christ and rise again with Him. We do not only die, we rise with Him to new life. The new life is symbolized by candle. And when the candle is given at baptism, the priest or the minister says, "Receive the light of Christ." Baptism is a mystery of light. When we are baptized, we come into light, out of the darkness of sin, out of the darkness of eternal death. We become children of the light. And today, in a way, we celebrate the wixarie of our baptism. Every Sunday we do that. When we come to church, we remember our baptism. This is why we say the prayers that we say at baptism, like the creed, the Lord's Prayer, because we are children of the light and not of darkness. And here, we are taught about light. For example, in this Mass, we are healed from the darkness of ignorance, because we receive instruction from the Lord. We are here saved from the darkness of death, because we receive the body of the Lord, the bread of life. It's good to be reminded of these things. And as I said, it's a good thing we gather here today, so that we may be strengthened as children of the light, so that every little thing, every little darkness in us may be taken away by the Lord. This is what the Lord wants to do with us, to make us more perfect, ever more perfect. Like Him, there is no darkness. In Him, there is no darkness. Of course, our days are really darkness and light, because our days are like this with the sun, but the sun will set, and that is part of our life. And everyone will have to die. But we die, go to the darkness with hope. During the funeral, you will observe that a big candle is placed by the coffin, a symbol of Christ, the light. And the psalm that is usually used is the psalm of the Good Shepherd. Even though I may walk in the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Light, eternal light. Sunday is a day when we remember that the Lord God created, first of all, light. Genesis 1st chapter tells us that. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Why would he create light first? Because he does not want us to live in the darkness. But then our first parents enter the darkness. And so from that, we need to be saved once again. And so the Lord God sent his Son to us. At the responsorial psalm, we responded by saying, the Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The great things for us, the great things that the Lord has done for us are many. The greatest of these is Jesus, the sun that never sets.